Proclamation number 2489, dated the October 1st, 1942. Will and deed. Responsibility. The will brings forth the deed. The will is therefore decisive, although only the deed is the verification of the will. Without the will, the deed cannot be carried out. But even without the deed, the will has to be justified before God, because it manifests the human being's nature, the impulse for good or for evil. In order to implement the will, the human being has to use the energy of life which flows through him. Thus he can accomplish good as well as bad deeds, but to do so he always has to use the strength which God himself has given him. Consequently, if he commits a bad deed, he accomplishes it with the help of divine strength, and thus does something for which he is accountable before God. He has, in fact, used his will to increase the strength of God's adversary with the strength he receives from God, because every bad deed is surrendered to the evil power and therefore increases it. The human will turns away from God and towards the evil power with every deed which opposes God and bad intention. If the human will is good, i.e., directed towards God, then he will always use the energy of life to benefit other people. He will be constantly occupied with helping others, i.e., he will allow his will to become a deed. If the deeds are the result of love, i.e., if love causes the human will to become active, then his will is turned towards God. Therefore the will has voluntarily chosen God, and every deed resulting from this will is justified before God, and God evaluates this deed in accordance with the will to love. Amen.